From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an insider's guide to the numbers. How to understand all the polls you're going to hear about in the next 10 days on voter trends in different states. This is state-by-state analysis. First, the lead. A polarized nation saw a hard-fought partisan contest this week, and then another. Congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals, who won baseball's National League championship last night, and it's on to the World Series against the Boston Red Sox. This series now running concurrently with that other championship, the presidential race. Election Day, just 11 days off. With us now from the great state of Connecticut, a man who always gets our vote, at least on Fridays, NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Juan, welcome back.
Welcome back, Alex. Four more years for you, Alex. Four more years.
Thank you. Let me say that Senator John McCain, the Republican from Arizona who's a big supporter of President Bush, was on the Today Show today, and I was interested to just read his remarks. He said he disagrees with President Bush's continuing assertion that John Kerry has, quote, a fundamental misunderstanding of the war in Iraq. He says he doesn't think Senator Kerry misunderstands the war. He goes on to say that President Bush is the better man to lead the country in that war, but he's just decrying the tone of the campaign.
I think that's right. And, you know, John McCain is actually one of the more fascinating political characters of the moment. One, he's a very good friend of John Kerry's. You know, they're both in the big club in the Senate. Two, they're in a second club, which is Vietnam veterans who are in the Senate. And they really have worked together and have a great deal of respect. If you remember, Senator Kerry actually did a little seduction asking, but not quite asking, Senator McCain if he would be his running mate, which was an attempt to get McCain to cross party lines. McCain ultimately decided against it, but I think that you see these little tidbits sneaking out, Alex, where he says, you know what, I'm not part of this horrible partisan fray. I still am the guy that's an independent, able to see the truth, and cut through a lot of the harsh rhetoric that you see coming from both sides, but especially in this case, I think taking a knock at the Bush rhetoric.
Both candidates are talking about Iraq. They're also talking about domestic issues, health care costs, Social Security, equal pay for women this week. Do you see an issue that is arousing a response from the voters? Is there something that's working for either Mr. Bush or Mr. Kerry?
Well, you got to say that, you know, the war and the whole question as to whether or not Kerry understands the depth and seriousness of the war is an issue that the president and the vice president keep pushing. They suggest that John Kerry is just not strong enough and that he is not the man who could absolutely protect the homeland. I had an interview with Senator Kerry earlier this week in Florida, and I saw him there talking in great detail about two issues that seem to have appeal. One is health care and suggesting, especially on the flu shots, that this is an administration that has not taken care of people who don't have health coverage or has simply made health care flu shots available for people who want flu shots this fall. Senator Kerry had Dana Reeve, who was Christopher Reeve's, you know, Superman, the actor's wife, with him as he was in Columbus, Ohio, to talk about stem cell research. And again, this issue really, really gets a tremendous response.
The weekend political talk shows, Juan, who's going to be setting the agenda now? Who's on?
Well, it's very interesting. I mean, both campaigns are sending out people. Ed Gillespie, the chairman of the Republican Party, and Terry McAuliffe, chairman of the Democratic Party, are going to be on Meet the Press. Bob Schrum and Melman from the respective campaigns are going to be on ABC. And then on Fox, you're going to have the two senators in charge of the senatorial campaigns, George Allen for the Republicans, John Corzine for the Democrats. And you're going to see, interestingly, one of Vice President Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, is going to be on CBS opposite Joe Lockhart from the campaign. So there's going to be a lot of sort of campaign surrogates out on the Sunday shows, and I imagine that the talk will be exactly what we've been talking about, Alex. What issues are working and what's the strategy for these last 2 weeks as we approach November 2nd? And overwhelmingly, both sides are going to be saying, that guy's trying to scare the voters by talking about the war. That's Kerry's folks talking about Bush, and Bush's people responding, you're trying to scare people by talking about things like insufficient number of flu shots as if it's the president's responsibility. You're scaring people by talking about a lack of health care when, of course, we have a plan to try to help people with health care. You're scaring people by talking about reinstating the draft when I promised, or the president says, I promised not to do anything like that.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Juan, thanks again.
All of my best, Alex.